Paul Gregory. So welcome to the show, Paul, and we're glad that you could be here with us today.
It's fantastic to be here, as always.
So let's, without further ado, I think we should get started because I think we've got a lot of great information for the listeners this morning. So, Paul, let's go ahead and get started. I know that, the Fisher family has a rich history in the community, and I can't wait for where we're going to get started and where we're going to land today. So let's go ahead and get started with something about the history, and I know it's a long one.
It is a long one. In fact, in October, so next month, we will celebrate our 136th birthday as a company. So that's a big deal for us. And obviously, we've had a lot of folks that are probably listening right now that have been part of those celebrations in the past. But the company started really back in 1880. And a gentleman by the name of William Fisher, who, by the way, it's also a great immigrant story, but a guy by the name of William Fisher who came over here with his family when he was 10 years old from England, was at the time the chief engineer for the city of Marshalltown Waterworks. And there was you got a call in the middle of the night, and there was a huge fire that threatened actually the whole city or the whole downtown area. So he came in with a bunch of other volunteers, and his role in that was to be the person who had to hand throttle or open and close a valve, for lack of a better description, that would allow the pressure to build up in the water so that it could be sprayed out on the fire. Then the pressure went down, he'd have to close it and then open it and close it. And he did that for 24 consecutive hours. So as a lot of things in this world are, necessity is the mother of invention. So Bill, after doing this for 24 hours, thought there's got to be a better way. And so being a, from what we hear, a pretty brilliant engineer, he developed something called the Type 1 Pump Governor, which was a device that is the precursor to all of the valves that we make today. And that, what that did is basically allow a constant pressure to be put on that water so that no one had to do what he did for 24 hours. And that really spawned what is now a multi-billion dollar business that I'm fortunate enough to be a part of in 1880. I talked about it being a good immigrant story because Mr. Fisher himself didn't get his U.S. citizenship until 1886 after that. So, you know, they came over and settled here, and it was the first part of the American dream. And here we are today with a lot of people involved with a great company because of his mind and will to want to grow a great organization. So he was then the president of that organization for, I think, up until 1906. And at that point, passed away from pneumonia. And his wife, Martha, and a gentleman named George Beebe, who was actually his partner when he first started off the organization, both at different points in time ran the company. So if you can think back to 1906 and having a female CEO was pretty unusual. And that's the kind of organization Fisher has always been. We're interested in the best people to do the best things. And so she ran that organization for up until 1912. And then their son Jasper, they had three children, and their son Jasper then took over as the president of what was called the Fisher Governor Company in 1912. And he ran the company until 1938. There were some pretty unique things that he did during his tenure, and one was to really develop what we now call the local business partner network that we have, or LBPs. And it's loosely could be looked at as a group of manufacturers reps, but those kind of things didn't exist back then. So he was very forward thinking in that, and really helped grow the company to in its initial stages to a very discernible force in the market. So he was the president up until 1938, as I said, and then he passed away, and his wife then took over the organization and ran it until 1944, I believe, and then somebody else took over, and then ultimately Bill, their son, took over in 1954, and he ran the company up until 1969 when the company was sold to Monsanto. So the family has had really set the course for this organization, kept the mantle lit going forward, and it really became a well-known company, and all the innovations that we do today are based on the way these folks thought back in the late 1800s and right up on through the 1960s.
Just the thing, excuse me, the thing that I was sharing earlier is that it was great to learn a little bit about that family tree. Through the Icon series, we've always heard Bill's or the Fisher family name mentioned in just about any kind of a acquisition, or if we wanted to build the Tallcorn Towers, we had to have the money, and Bill Fisher was always at the forefront of everything in this community. So we are so blessed to have that Fisher family, and Fisher today still is investing in this community.
Yeah, I mean, even the building that you folks have your offices in today was a Bill Fisher funded an idea, and of course the Martha Allentye Theater behind it is brings in his sister into the equation, and yeah, that always makes us feel good.
So we're going to take a quick break. I know that 8 minutes went really fast with a lot of great information, but we'll be right back with the Marshalltown Icon Show. It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on, and that is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area, so if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource, and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
It's Tyson's Made in the USA sale going on now with more Made in the USA products for you. And right now there's more savings at Tyson's on hundreds of Made in the USA products. Save on classic American-made brands like Valspar Paints, Marlin and Ruger, Tidy Cat, Blue Buffalo, Diamond, Purina, and Neutrina Animal Feed, Keen Shoes, Red Wing Leather, and Service Rubber Footwear, plus Railroad Socks, Scott's and Roundup, trusted names like ShopVac, DeWalt and Milwaukee Tools, Cooper Tires, DZ Truck Boxes, WD-40, and Havoline are all on sale. Tyson's proudly salutes the laborers and manufacturers of the U.S. of A. who make it possible for us to offer these American-made products to you. And at Tyson's, there's always free American-made popcorn while you shop. Shop Tyson's for more Made in the USA products every day. And save even more now during Tyson's Made in the USA sale going on through Labor Day, Monday, September 5th.
Come on into Tyson's, more for you.
Tyson's, more for you.
Welcome back, Marshalltown Icons today, and Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau directing, she is the director, and she's hosting. We've got Paul Gregory in studio.
We do. So welcome back to the Marshalltown Icon Show. Feel very lucky today to have Paul Gregory here representing Emerson, which we definitely know is a strong historic icon of this community. And so we're going to go back, and Paul's going to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about the people of that through the years of Fisher Controls, and I'll let Paul take it away with that.
Okay. Well, we mentioned a little bit that Bill Fisher, the younger version of it, in 1954 became the president of the company. And really, Bill lived by a very simple formula in terms of how you become a successful organization. And there were three tenets. Quality products, clearly. So we've always had people here who were in the business of further developing, inventing, whatever, which is why we have the Innovation Center, and we call it that now. Mm-hmm. So quality products, quality people, actually designing and making those products, and then something we're not ashamed of, quality profits. So those three things were just gigantic. And so the way we used to sort of summarize that was that Bill wanted everything to be first class, right? Not to rub it in people's faces, but first class people. We wanted hardworking folks. We want to demand a lot from ourselves, and we do. But we also wanted people that were loyal to both the company and the area and such. And so that's the first class people piece of this. The other part is the first class products. Obviously, we've got well over 400 engineers that work for us here in town out of the 1,100 employees that we have. And we've got some folks that are just amazingly intelligent when it comes to product design and things. And safety of where our products go is of paramount importance. So our customers have come to expect that from us, which is the way we like it. So that's the quality product side of things. And then I guess what we would call a first-class environment. not only nice facilities and things, but a nice town, and to feel good about growing the business and the company, letting people grow. The other thing is fellowship. I mean, you know, Terry Busby, who I'm fortunate enough to work for, he's the leader of our organization here, very much embraces, as I think a lot of the listeners know, being a part of this community and giving back. I mean, we had our 135th birthday last year, and instead of us thinking we needed to get some kind of birthday present for the city, we wanted to give the city a birthday present for putting up with us for 135 years, which sounds a little strange, but that sort of summarizes the way we feel about Fisher and the way Emerson feels about Fisher, which is very positive. So first-class people, first-class products, first-class environment, and that's what allows us to bring people to little old Marshalltown and become icons within an icon.
That's a great story. And yeah, Emerson is just a strong proponent for the community. And, you know, just the things when you're talking about the community as a whole, Paul, you know, the Boulevard and the Innovation Center and the investment that was made in the community. And I mean, I can't say enough about how amazing that looks. When you come over that viaduct, it just speaks pride, I think.
It does. We hope it screams it. That's something that, you know, Terry actually had a painter commission to paint that, and out of his own pocket gave several of us those for Christmas presents at one point in time. So we're really proud of that Innovation Center on the right. We're also proud of the main office building. We're proud of the fact that we were able to be in a position to donate the land that the public library is on now and make a significant donation to that. As some people may have seen now, we are currently in a process of taking down the Catholic school that was right next to us, and we'll make a kind of an open space there. We're not going to build anything at this point in time, but we want to do that. It's a good safety thing to do. We don't want people crawling around in the building and getting hurt. So we're taking that building down and stuff, and there's some cost associated with that. We believe in the downtown area here. We believe in helping out things like the Roundhouse, where we've given significant donations. We've partnered a lot with Martha Ellen Tye Foundation, and I know that sounds funny since my wife is the executive director, but even before she and I were even a part of this, Fisher and the Martha Ellen Tye Foundation were close. And they're not a part of our organization, but very close in terms of wanting to do for the community great things. And we continue to do that. And that to me is one of the absolute best parts of my role, is to be able to be a presence in the community and come in and hang out with you and Kyle and these folks. I get to do fun stuff like this, and they're paying me. But it's a lot of fun to do that and to donate the mind share of Fisher employees. That's something we're really proud of.
And you should be, because investments in this community between Emerson and all the things that you sponsor and support, and then also the Martha Ellen Tye, there's a lot of great things and contribute to the quality of life here in our community. So very important, and we really appreciate that as a community. I guess I'm going to speak on behalf of the community that we are very excited about that. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the investments. You know, we are talking about investments in the community, but is there anything else that you want to share? I know anything about Governor Road. I think you've got a little bit of a museum out there, don't you?
We've got it more down here, downtown area, okay. Either in the Innovation Center or across the street in the main office. But we do have some things over there that we can show. We have a heritage room here in the downtown area,
okay,
where we have pictures and documents and you name it, posters and old sales manuals and whatever, that are just things that have helped build the Fisher history. And it's interesting, there's a group of retirees who likes to come in, and they're just incredible folks that I just love being around, that will come in into the Heritage Room and help us sort and catalog a lot of these things. Because over 136 years, you can build up a lot of stuff. So they still have a huge attachment to the company. We still see a lot of the folks that have worked here all around the community. And I hear from people all the time that when they were a kid, they used to ride by the Center Street plant at the time and see their grandfather sitting on his lunchbox out there waving at the cars on the way by. And those are the kind of things that may not seem like a big deal, but they are to us. They really are. So, and we keep doing that. You know, I mean, the Fisher family's been heavily involved in the chamber back in the day as a founding member. A lot of people don't know that on a statewide basis, William Fisher, the old man, was one of the founding members of what is now the Iowa Association of Business and Industry in 1903. He and nine other business leaders across the state back then decided we need to get together and form something. So they started something called the Iowa Manufacturers Association, which has now come to be ABI, which is the largest business organization in the state. with over 1,600 company members and stuff. So Fisher was involved in that. The Fisher Theater is at ISU. Martha Ellen Tai has scholarships over there, who was Martha Ellen Fisher, as you know. So we love the tentacles that are out there, not because we like to boast about it, but because we know if we do good things in this community, it affects us as well very positively. So
right, and just the quality of life. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back for our final segment of Marshalltown Icons.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
Calling all talent! Calling all talent!
Hi, I'm Nancy Steveson, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Area United Way, and I'm very excited to tell you about our brand new event this year. Our new event is about you. Do you have talent? Do you sing, dance, musical abilities, comedians, jugglers? We need you. $1,500 first place cash prize. Sign up for tryouts today. Go to our website, unitedwaymarshalltown.org. Click on Got Talent to register. Any and all entries will be considered. We would like to thank our sponsors, Lennox Industries, Fauna and Kelly at Caldwell Bankers Premier Real Estate, Shomo Madsen Insurance, JBS, and the Impala Ballroom. If you have questions, call 752-4688.
Welcome back. Our final segment of the Icon Show. Here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have Paul Gregory with Emerson Fisher Controls, and we're talking about definitely a historic icon. Not sure how much this community would be here if it wasn't for that Fisher family. So what we're going to talk about now is we're going to talk about a little bit about where you are now, Paul, and where you're headed.
One of the things that I'd love to do that, but one of the things that always interested me when I came here 11 years ago was we had this great Fisher organization here that had been here forever, and it was almost as if we were a bit of a secret in the community and in the state. So I've always kind of made it my objective, and I know a lot of the folks that I work with as well, to try to get people to understand who we are. Let's demystify a little bit. You know, we get great jobs, we know all that kind of thing, but most people think of us as Fishers or the old Fisher Controls Company. And that's still a gigantic piece of what we now call Final Control. And Final Control is sort of the umbrella over a group of businesses that Terry Busby is the leader of. And a handful of us are very fortunate to be a part of his executive team to help guide and run those organizations. But Fisher is the largest. We've got another one that's headquartered in Houston called Bettis Actuation Technologies, and then another company we bought back in 2013 called Virgo, which is another valve company. So when you add all of those together, we're called Final Control. And so that organization was, you know, over $2 billion in annual sales, a great organization, global presence everywhere. So we're able to take our products and the safety of those products globally. But just within the last month, there was an announcement by Emerson, which is our parent company down in St. Louis, that we're purchasing a piece of a company called Pentair Valves and Controls. And Pentair Valves and Controls is what it would tell you. They make valves and control products, but in a little bit different valve segment than the Fisher Controls Group. The Fisher organization makes control valves, which are valves that modulate to different openings and closings and other kinds of parameters. When we look at a company like this Pentair Valves and Control, they make something called an isolation valve or a group of isolation valves, which are valves that are either open or closed fully. So it's a very different market, but it's a gigantic market. So the market that we served in the past was probably $6 million for control valves. Then we added Virgo and the Bettis organization, so we're at about a $20 billion potential market. With the addition of Pentair Valves and Controls, we're talking about a $30 billion market we can go after now. And the growth of our company, which is headquartered here, even though everything isn't here, really bodes well for Marshalltown. So this Pentair company will very likely double the size of the organization that Terry's now responsible for, which is very exciting. In fact, I spent the last 3 days in St. Louis with Terry and a number of other folks really starting to grind on how we're going to pull these two organizations together and go forward. And we will clearly be the largest business within Emerson now. Emerson has sort of retooled itself from a $25 billion company that was a real big conglomerate to a more business-focused platform or model now. And the platforms are now Automation Solutions, which is where our Final Control Group fits, and Commercial and Residential Solutions. We are going to be that. Automation Solutions will be 70% of a $15 billion Emerson. And we'll be $3.5 to $4 billion of that. So it's great for us to be able to have that kind of impact. It's exciting that we've got a new business that we're trying to incorporate into ours. Our markets right now are not good. Oil is bad. The oil prices are bad, so it's hurt us some. But we're looking at coming out of the backside of this really flying. And so we've set ourselves up for some really great things. And we'll be, without question, one of the largest companies in the state of Iowa, if not the largest. So we're real proud of that.
I can see why. That's a great, exciting story. Thank you for sharing all of that. And you just continue to push forward and have positive impact. And so what a great story for Marshalltown. You know, you're an icon, but, you're pushing forward for the future for ongoing. So we've got a couple minutes. Is there anything else that you want to share before we are at the end of our show today, Paul?
Sure. One of those things that everybody always thinks about is, oh, my God, you guys are going to get so big. You're not going to be here, whatever. Well, you know what? Fisher's going to be here for the foreseeable future. We are a part of this community. We hope this community is a part of us as well. And we spend a lot of time thinking about how we can not only give money to different things in town, but how do we share our minds? And that's where we're most proud, with a lot of young people and great ideas, and we want to be involved. So we don't want people to be afraid to ask us to be. So.
Thank you for being a part of Marshalltown. Thank you for being a part of our community and impacting Marshalltown and our future. We have a lot of you're going to be around a while, so we'll be back maybe in 25 years, and you and I'll have a conversation again about all the things that have happened.
25 years. I don't even want to think of how old I'll be. But thank you for letting me be here.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for Emerson for all the work you do in the community. You are making a difference. So thank you for listening to the Marshalltown Icon show today, and we'll be back next Thursday.